Hello, homies, and welcome to day 5 of Homeopathy Awareness Week, where we celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who was born on 10 April 1755. Over the past couple of months, we have asked our listeners to record their testimonials of how homeopathy has impacted their lives, and we are delighted to be sharing those testimonials with you during Homeopathy Awareness Week from 10 to 16 April. If you haven't already, do listen back on our Homeopathy Awareness Week episodes during 2022 and 2023 for more amazing testimonials. And I also encourage you to share your love for homeopathy on your social media pages or in your newsletters to make others aware of this wonderful, safe, natural medicine so we can all celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week together. I also wanted to let you know about the brand new documentary called Introducing Homeopathy, which is available only as a private viewing from 19 to 22 April online. We really need everyone in the homeopathic community to purchase a ticket to watch this documentary online so we can support the amazing work Kim Elia and his team are doing to bring homeopathy to the masses. To find out more about this, listen to episode 266 and go to www.introducinghomeopathy.com to purchase your ticket. Also, if you haven't already, please come join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/hellohomies. That is the Homeopathy Hangout podcast Facebook group where we have past and future guests and some of our listeners like to hang out and we have some interesting discussions. And finally, thank you so much to each and every listener who was brave enough to share your homeopathy testimonial. I know for many of you, it was quite scary to record yourself, and we've even had some brave kiddies who have shared their stories. Please know that I appreciate your bravery, and thank you for helping us bring homeopathy to the world. Enjoy the episode.
I saw Eugenie in 2019, after suffering from UTIs for my whole life, ever since I was a baby. I tried antibiotics and everything, and no matter what, they would always come back a few weeks later. She gave me a remedy, and it's now 2024, and I've never had a UTI since. I also brought a Mums and Bubs homeopathy kit off her, which I've used over the years and just topped up each remedy as we've run out, but thanks to that little kit we've managed to fully avoid antibiotics for my 4 children, which is awesome. I'd highly recommend checking out homeopathy. Anyone that I meet, new mums, I always try and share or tell them that they should invest in a little kit just to have at home or in their baby bag.
Hello, my name's Helen Morris. I did a testimonial last year to say that since finding homeopathy, I'd started to study, and I was a couple of months into my first year studying with a school of homeopathy online. So a bit of an update this year. I've completed my first year, completed my anatomy and physiology, and I'm working on my pathology and disease course. And I started taking the strep tilt remedy after hearing about it on the podcast in October, and then kind of end of October I came across the VAST somatic reclamation course, which I signed up for, and I've just completed that. So level 1 somatic reclamation practitioner now. And I think what I really wanted to say is that with homeopathy, it's not just the remedies, there's so much more to it, because it's a whole world, and it's the people you meet and the journey it takes you on. Since finding homeopathy, yes, I can sort it out if I have a headache or a sore knee, but actually my life's really changed, and I'm so grateful for that and for everyone it's brought into my life, and how I'm now so excited about the future and what's to come. So yeah, that's just what I want to say about homeopathy is, it's really more than the remedies, and yeah, it's wonderful. So yeah, that's my update, and thank you very much, Eugenie, for everything you do that has really helped to bring this into my life. Thank you, bye.
Hi, my name is Angela. I travel internationally for work, and my homeopathy story very much has to do with that. I was traveling to West Africa to a remote rig offshore, 4-hour boat ride, and the trip had gone great until I, on my way back from the 4-hour boat ride to a 1-hour plane ride back to the main town, I got really sick really quickly, and I didn't know if I was going to make it. I thought I had contracted malaria because it ended up being like a really fast fever and all in my head. And I was in this remote part of West Africa thinking to myself, all the malaria stories I've ever heard is someone ending up in a hospital and nearly dying. So I was prepared, actually. I had brought my remedies with me in the event that I would contract malaria. I'd looked up a couple remedies ahead of time, Nux Vomica, there was a Cinchona one, I think. So I had a few things on hand. And when it hit me, I was fortunately with some colleagues, and I was like, I'm going to pass out. Again, thinking in my mind that I was just headed for a hospital, again, in this very small town in Africa. So I started pounding remedies, and it was amazing. Like, each time I took one, I could feel if it was working or not. And I, you know, my colleagues were like, you know, what do we do? We were in like, you know, a tiny airport. Nobody was, you know, around or anything, with a ton of guys from offshore. So it was very dramatic for me. I didn't know if I was going to make it back on the airplane even. But I was able to get on the plane, thank God. And we told the stewardesses, you know, that I wasn't doing great. And like, you know, just kind of keep an eye out and give me a barf bag and all this stuff. So I just kept pounding remedies and really just trying to stay focused, stay calm, and get back to my hotel, which is where I actually had brought my entire kit, my 100 remedy kit with me and my 200 remedy kit with me. So you don't want to travel without those. And so I got back there, thank God, again, and I ended up contacting homeopathy247.com. So this is a huge plug for them. And so again, I was in Africa. It was like 2 o'clock that time. So there was, you know, maybe I could have gotten an American homeopath, which is where I'm from, but I ended up connecting with a homeopath from India. So I was like, thank God, like someone who probably knows what malaria is and would know how to treat it. And this homeopath just was amazing. She took all the symptoms, and I was like, is it malaria? She's like, it sounds like it might be the start of it, but we can arrest it. And that in and of itself was like a huge stress release, because you know, you just don't know with these things. Like, I was thinking this is a hospital, you know, immediate thing, and in fact she was like, no, of course homeopathy can take care of this. No big deal. So she was, again, just truly amazing and helped me with remedies. And if I didn't have a remedy, she's like, okay, here's the next best thing. And every remedy just hit perfectly. And she supported me the whole way. When I got back, I ended up, you know, staying in my room that whole day and being able to travel back, a 15-hour plane ride back to the U.S. And proceeded to get care still. And so I would for sure have, like, I don't know, just it would have been terrible to not have homeopathy with me, because like, what else are you going to do, right? You know, to be ready for any situation like that, and then for any disease even, right? Because you're not necessarily going to get malaria, you know, where we are in the States, we don't have it, but like, to know that you have freedom now to travel around the world, you carry your kits with you, and if you have a lifeline like that, that you can have confidence that even if, you know, kind of bad things happen, you've got a fighting chance, better than, you know, just relying on, you know, resources that might not be there or whatnot. So I just want to put in a huge plug for Homeopathy 24/7 and for the community that just keeps us going and lets us, you know, live life to the fullest, not in fear. So thanks, guys.
Hi, my name is Bea Coleman. I discovered homeopathy in about 2014. The first thing that happened was my 28-year-old son, who had severe spring and summer allergies. And he is now fully and permanently resolved in that issue since 2015. It took about 19 and a half months and hasn't used those remedies for about the last 4 years. The fix is still holding. Second thing, my husband had crippling sciatica 2 years ago and was resolved in 3 days, as opposed to the last attack that he had about 25 years ago that pretty much crippled him for about 3 weeks. Finally, a young woman, pregnant, daughter of a friend of mine, had life-threatening hyperemesis and was warned that she needed to abort her baby or she would likely end up dead. Started her on a protocol, and from day one it started acting. She stopped with all the vomiting and dehydration and delivered a beautiful baby boy. These are just a very small number of the great successes that I have personally seen happen. And I am ever so glad that I discovered homeopathy about in 2014. And I will never look back.
Hi, I'm Shanika. I just wanted to share a little bit about my experience with homeopathy. So I first started using it just last year. I bought a first aid kit for my sister for her birthday, and I got one for myself. And it was quite skeptical, but my first use was when my eldest daughter stepped on a bee and got her first bee sting. And I gave her some remedy for that, and basically the redness went down, the itching went down almost straight away. And I think she had 3 doses, and by the end of the day she couldn't remember which foot she'd been stung on, and that just blew me away. I was not expecting to have those kind of results at all. So that, yeah, for me was just like, wow, this stuff must work. So being out on a property, we had quite a few different first aid things with bites and stings mostly. But another huge one that really was like, wow, this works, was for travel sickness. Me and my daughters have always suffered travel sickness quite badly, and we started using some of the travel sickness remedy and could not believe how effective it was. I always drove. I was never the passenger because of my car sickness, and it's something I've suffered with since I was a little girl. So to have such a noticeable difference, I can now be the passenger and I do not suffer at all. It's incredible. It blows my mind. The minute I feel the onset of it coming on, I take some of the remedy and, almost instantly I'm all good. So that got me hooked. So once that happened, I decided to book consultations for my children, because I was having a couple of different, ongoing things with them. And the thing that really blew my mind here again was my youngest. So she had a lot of, she was having some bowel troubles since she was quite small. We'd been to the doctor a couple of times, wondering, was it like constipation, or was it connected with the UTIs, or not really sure what was going on. It used to kind of come in bouts, and we were obviously prescribed the usual pharmaceutical things. We didn't really want to go down that route, so we tried a lot of alternatives. So Eugenie prescribed for her the polybowel remedy, and I remember she'd had one of her bouts where she was going to the toilet and it wasn't quite right, it was quite painful, and this day we gave her that remedy. She went to the toilet 6 times and we were just blown away, like, wow. 6 times in the one day, and we were like, there's no other way, this has to be doing something. So that was pretty incredible. But so another problem that she was having was being really fearful of people, really shy, wouldn't talk to other people, really weary of strangers or any, if we had visitors come over that she didn't know, even people that she did know quite well, was really, really nervous around them, would hide behind my leg, want to be in a different room, didn't want to go out and see them, very clingy. And even with family members that she knew quite well. So I didn't actually think that this was a problem, something that needed to be treated. I just thought this was part of her personality. But talking to Eugenie and understanding that, if this isn't sort of what she's like with us, it's not her true nature, and this is something that can be healed with a remedy, I was really intrigued. Didn't quite understand how that worked, but was willing to give it a go. And the difference we saw in our girl after taking the remedy, even just for a couple of weeks, was unbelievable. She came right out of her shell. I'm talking about a four-year-old here. Right out of her shell, was really happy to be around other people. We had visitors come. She would say hi to them. She wasn't hiding. She wasn't cowering. And yeah, within the 2 months of being on this remedy, we had a completely different child. So that for me, yeah, was just incredible, especially considering I just thought this was a personality thing, not something that really needed, some healing around. So yeah, from there, we've just, I was turned straight away, and we've continued, having consults for all of us in the family and working through lots of different things. And my mind continues to be blown every day. So I just want to thank you, Jeannie, so much for all the work she does. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Wally, and me and my mum are Madeline,
which is the worming mix.
Worming mix.
Hey, Jeannie, it's Jagger here. I saw a joke the other day, so I thought remedy helped. Goodbye.
Homeopathy has been a godsend to my family. We've seen mind-blowing results within minutes, from bumps, cuts, coughs, colds, viruses, infections, hormone balance, grief, and even treating pets, just to name a few. We've avoided pharmaceuticals with all of their nasty side effects and saved so much money in the long run. I love treating my family naturally and helping them thrive with the magic of homeopathic remedies. I always recommend this to my friends and family, and I really thank you, Eugenie and team, for all of your help.
Hi, my name is Baden. The remedy I used to have was the growing pains one. I used to get growing pains when I was asleep in my shins. The remedy helped it and stopped it from hurting, so then I could sleep. And I don't have them anymore now, though.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lillian. My favourite remedies is Staphy Sag. We are because it helps me with my mozzy bites from getting as big to my eyeball to as small as a freckle. And I also like Nuxformica because it helps me because it helps my body stop me from getting sick. And I also like Arnica because it helps me when I get bruises and helps me heal my sores quicker. And I like the snake remedy because it can help me when I get snake bites. Thank you for listening.